Well, my name is Aya, and I live in Los Angeles, California, and I am an author, a speaker, and a coach. I have two small children, two daughters, 4 and 6, and I help business owners 10x their business. So I do business coaching, and I write about motherhood, parenthood, and things talking about business.
Hello, and welcome to Obehi Podcast. I'm your host, Obehi Ewafo. And I strongly believe that everyone has a story to share. Now let's get started with this episode.
So initially when I started coaching, I was coaching people around biz. I was coaching people around like relationships, emotional intelligence, self-care. I was coaching more people around emotional things and evolving and growing as a person. And one of the things that I noticed is there was a lot of conversation around, but I need more money. And a lot of the people I was already coaching, they were starting businesses or had struggling businesses or wanted to start a business. And it just was like, I should start coaching for business. And so far, it's been really good because everyone doesn't have a business, for sure. But people who do have a business, they, you know, it's like having children. They need a lot of help and they know that. So it's always something people need help with.
Now, I want to believe that the demographic that you are concentrating on is parents that have, of course, people that have children. Is that correct? Or people that have family. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I can help coach any business, but the people I like to focus on, they are raising children, you know? So one of the reasons why I started doing that is because when you're in the business sector, there's so much conversation around, it's very dominated by people who don't either have children or are not hands-on parents. So either people whose children are adults, or people who's maybe their partner or their spouse, you know, does the hands-on caring, people who maybe spending time with their family have small children or you're taking care of them, then you want to still learn how to grow your business, but you have to make space for your family. So that's kind of where I come in.
One thing I'm sort of curious about now is, when you meet the people that you are coaching, these are women, I want to believe, okay, maybe you also coach men. What kind of challenges did they tell you that they are facing? Because they are parents and now they also need to juggle and they have to make keep the family, they have to keep their business, they need to succeed on both sides. So tell me, what kind of challenges do they face in this their endeavor?
That's a great question. So I started out coaching women, like moms. I started out coaching women, and then I had a lot of men who supported me, who reached out to me, who wanted me to coach them. And I began to realize that what I was helping people with, it was not necessarily just a mom thing. Anyone who is taking care of children, whether it's you're a grandma, a grandpa, an uncle, an aunt, a dad, a mom, an auntie, if you have that responsibility and you want to grow your business, start a business, X, Y, and Z, you face a lot of challenges because so specifically I work with people who are, their children are 13 and under. Cause you know, if you have children at different times and different seasons, they need different things from you. So when your children are like 13 and under, especially 5 and under, they need a lot of care, a lot of time, a lot of physical care. Like they need your physical presence. And so the challenges people face is how to balance, how to juggle, because your business, especially in the beginning stages of your business, they're like children too. They need a lot. Your business needs a lot of attention, a lot of FaceTime, a lot of presence. And so you can find yourself putting too much into your business, too much of your time, and taking that from your family and making excuses. Or maybe you feel like you don't even try because you're like, oh, I can't do it. So a lot of times, many people go into business like trial and error, but you don't have to go into business trial and error. You know, you have to learn what you can work on that works best for you. So the biggest thing I would say is how people, the challenges they face is what type of business works for them, how to set up their business where it will give them time with their family, how to balance that time, how to just basically set up a business that is family oriented and will allow you to make the money you need to make to support your family, but also give you a life that is family first.
All right. Thank you so much for that there. I have a curiosity. Now you are a parent, you are also in business. They are not contradictory, but for some people that might be. What if you meet a woman somewhere and she tells you that, well, she would have liked to be in business, but she have a family, she have children. For this reason, she don't want to get into business and because it's too challenging for her. I'm trying to say, what if people use their family or children as a racket not to get into business? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say to them, well, so here's the thing about business. You have to want to be in business to be in business. So, because this, like anything else in life, it requires a lot of work, a lot of mental work, physical work, emotional work. It requires a lot of investment, both emotional, physical, mental, time, financial. So if someone is not really serious about it, I would just say, okay, to be very honest. Oh, okay. Now, if someone said to me, I really want to do business, but I don't know how to start the business with the children, but I really want to, then that's a different question. And that's a question I would say, okay, you know, it just goes back to what type of business, what do you have? See, a lot of times we focus on what we don't have. Well, I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. Okay. Well, what do you have? Okay. Well, I have 1 hour a day. I have 30 minutes. I have 90 minutes. I have 2 hours. Okay. What can we get done in 45 minutes? What can we get done in that hour? What can we get done in 2 minutes? It's like Rome, you know, Rome was not built in a day. So you don't have to build your business in a day, you know? And if you stay consistent with that 45 minutes or 1 hour every day, by the end of 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, you'll have a thriving business. And that's all that you can focus on. You know, now it becomes stressful when people are like, oh, I need money now. Well, the best way to get money now, if you need money now, is to get a job. And I only say that because when you go get a job, they pay you for your time, right? So you give them some time. And during that time, you're supposed to do certain things. But at the end, they need to pay you. So that's how you make money now. But in business, business is not now, right? You know, you have to set up your business. You have to have clients. You have to do things. And so usually, you know, it takes a good 3 months to 6 months before you really start seeing like a big turnaround. And then, but once you see it, it will just keep growing. But so that's something sometimes people, you know, they have a problem with that. You know, it's very rare to have a business where it's like, okay, I'm gonna make money now. Like you, let's say you do hair. It's like, okay, I have a client. They will come over and I will do their hair now. But that's not really a business. That's, you know, if you wanted to have a business with hair, that takes a little bit of time.
Now, is it possible that some people really would like to be a business and maybe there are still the same people that are saying, I need money now, instead of understanding that, okay, you cannot just go to the marketplace and say, give me money. You need to first of all put value in it. You need to first of all plant before you can harvest. You don't just put the yam on the ground and tell the earth, hey, give me back, give me something. You are not going to get anything from it, no? Right. So what I'm trying to get to here is it possible that some people do not understand how it works? That is why they are saying, I'm going to business, give me money now, instead of taking the time to sort of plant then do everything you have to do. You must do everything, and yet you will still be patient. Can you say anything about that?
Yes. You know, one of the reasons why people have that mentality is because of what is being marketed to us and sold to us on social media. So we know that most people get their information from social media. And so as a result of that, people, they hear things on social media or they see things, and the person sharing it is purposely not giving the whole information, right? So the person who is sharing it, they are purposely not sharing all of the information. They're just sharing the part that looks good, is easy, you know, all that stuff. And so as a result of that, people have that mindset. You know, people have that mindset. Every day they're hearing, oh, I made $10,000 in a day, an hour. Every day they're hearing this. I make $50,000 a month. You know, it's so easy. I only work 2 hours a day. Every day they're hearing that. So after a while, that's what people think. They're like, well, this person said it, that person said it, that person said it. But so I don't even blame people when they think that. I really don't, because a lot of times it's easy to get disconnected from reality when you live life on digitally. Digital life sometimes is hard to get connected to reality, because sometimes people don't even know, like, those people, they might buy followers, they might buy, like, people don't even know these things. They don't even know, right? So they will just take everything at face value. So sometimes you do have to educate people. You do have to educate people. And if you educate them, and here's the thing, when you're in business, you will know, you will find out the hard way. You will get your mind corrected. You know, you're like, oh, it's not like that, you know, or you might say, oh, they're lying. You know, you will have your own journey where you will realize that whatever, sometimes I'll tell you a story. Sometimes a lot of people don't know. And this might sound so far-fetched to people. So people might be listening to this and they'll say, this sounds very far-fetched, but it's really not. Sometimes what people see, they don't know. They just see everything's nice, 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 nice. They don't know that how the people make their money is illegal. They're doing something illegal to make their money. It's illegal. Maybe they're selling drugs, trafficking women for sex. You know, stealing, like a lot of people, but they have a business that looks legit, but their business is actually not what's making them the money. It's what they're doing that's illegal. And that's something you have to keep in mind too. So don't look at other people. Don't look at other people. Just stay focused on what you have to offer, what you have to deliver. Do your research and then move forward.
Do your research and move forward. That is very important. All right, now let's look at the community that we are concentrating on, which is the African diaspora community. Say maybe, for example, there is a woman out there who is listening to you and she wants to get started, putting one leg of her into the water to start getting to understand what is happening in the business ecosystem. Where do you suggest that this woman should start from?
Google and YouTube. You know, take the time to learn as much as possible if you don't know anything. You know, if you don't know anything, you need information first. Then you need to think about the information. Then you create a strategy and then you execute. So it's not that you have to stay in thinking overnight, stay in information too long. Too many people execute, too many people move too quickly without enough information, without enough understanding, without enough strategy. So you first need to have information, just the basic information. Google will help you, YouTube. Then you need to really think about it. How can you make it work for you? Then you need to have a strategy. Okay, I want this. This is my strategy to get there. Then you execute. And you'll stay in execution the longest, of course. But execution, don't put execution before all of those other steps.
All right. Now, how much information is enough information before you start to execute?
That's a great question. It's a great question. It depends on the business, honestly. So, for example, if your business is, it really depends on the business, and it depends on if you have other streams of income. So let's say you have a job, a full-time job, and that job covers all of your expenses. So you're not really stressed out about like money, like, you know, living. So you're in a good place and you can start executing right away. Just keep acting on, because, you know, you have a way to support yourself, and anything that you make from your business is a plus. So you can afford to make mistakes, basically, is what I'm saying. If you cannot afford to make mistakes, then you need to know what you're doing before you execute. And every person, that will be different for them. Every person, don't just listen to one person. Make sure you diversify your information sources. Don't just take one person at face value. Make sure you diversify your information sources. Make sure, you know, and then based on your level of understanding, because everyone's level of understanding is different too. Everyone is doing business at a different stakes. Some people, they're just doing a small little business, mommy business on the side, mommy, you know, but their husband takes care of everything. So it's just a positive. Some people, it's life and death. I need to feed my children with this. So if it's life and death, you need to have enough information that you feel confident to execute.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, let's look at you personally. When you got into business, did you already know everything? Did you have to do research? What did you have to do to get you the kind of information you need so that at the point you say, yes, now I can start? Tell us something about that.
Well, one of the things I do, so when I started, I really did not have a lot of information, but what I do, I know how to do. So coaching, I had been coaching forever, writing, speaking, those are things I was already doing, but I was not necessarily getting compensated. I was not getting paid to do them. So I knew how to do that. So I didn't have to do the research on what I actually knew how to do. So most of my research started with, you know, how to present myself as a business, how to present myself. So I learned as I went. I learned as I went. Even today, I still am learning. I learned as I went, because you have to really understand that. Like if you're going into a business you don't have any idea about, you need to do a lot of research and understand before you do it. But if you're doing something that you already know how to do, you already know how it works, then you have more leeway. So for me personally, I grew as I spent hundreds and hundreds of hours studying. I would read all night. I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on programs and coaching and investment and mentoring. So I kind of immersed myself. I really invested in myself, both with money and with time as I was coaching, because I already knew how to coach. It's like, it's not like I already knew how to do that. So I didn't have to like learn how to do that. But the business part, so I could coach in the daytime and learn my business at night. So that was kind of, you know, a lot of people will be in that situation if their business is something that they really know how to do.
But how did you start to coach?
People just kept coming to me, and then I decided to start charging. That's really it. I started to be like, I just remember my phone was always ringing. I would be spending so much time with different people, really helping them, changing their lives. And finally, somebody said to me one day, you know, you could be charging for this. And I didn't see myself in that way. But I began to realize it's true. So I started coaching. To talk to me, it costs this amount of money an hour. That's how I started. And I stopped talking to people for free. That's how it started.
That's interesting. Did you have to do anything when it got to that point that you have to charge for what you were doing? I mean, did you have to refine your skill? Did you have to go and learn again? Because, of course, I want to believe that there are a lot of dimensions towards the work that you do as a coach. Because now you are going to discern whether what the people are saying is true. What are they even saying? Why are they saying what they are saying? What are going to be the recommendation? There's a lot of psychology that is going into there because you are going to be decoding the information people are sending to you. So I'm not a coach, but I can understand that there are a lot of work that go into the work of coaching. So for you to do that perfectly, did you have to go and train yourself first?
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. If you're going into business with something you have already been doing, you don't have to learn that part because you're already learning that. You already know how to do that. And I already have so many skills with that that I had acquired over time, right? And it was something that I love to do. So naturally, I was always growing in that. And I had a lot of practice, right? I had a lot of uncompensated practice. So coaching for sure. I mean, to coach people, there are many, many techniques, many, many ways. And you know, what different modalities, different ways to do it. And you can go to coaching school and all of those things. But it's like, so I like to use an example that's very simple, like doing hair. Here in the United States, for you to do hair, you have to actually, for you to legally do hair in a salon, you have to actually go to school here in the United States. Every state, you have to go to at least like a year of school. You have to go to a year of school. You have to pass a state examination, and then you can get your license. But most people, they're not learning how to do the hair at the school. That's not what they learn how to do. They already know how to do hair. But if they want to legally do it in the state, they have to go through this process so they can get their license and they can. So that's what is more you have to focus on. Many of you already have skills that you already know how to do it. You have to focus on how can you do it in the marketplace legally and get compensated for it. Now, coaching is not one of those things that you have to have a license to do or something of that nature. So you don't have to do that. But you know, what you do need to learn is how to present yourself. You do need to learn how to market, how to sell, how to give a good customer experience. You do need to learn about automation. You do need to learn about the back office. You do need to, there's so many things to learn, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. All right. Now, you are a parent and you are working with a lot of parents. Now, what are the strategies for a parent entrepreneur to get the best out of his or her entrepreneurship? What would you recommend?
So one of the things I would say is network, 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 network. Connect with people who support your entrepreneurial journey. Connect with other entrepreneurs. Surround yourself with people both in your industry, like both in what you do and also outside of your industry, but who are business owners, who are entrepreneurs. Because you will gain a lot of strength from that community, those relationships, people will give you tips, you can grow, connections, doors opening, and that's the best way to do it, right? Don't do it alone. Don't do it alone. You can't do it alone. Don't do it by yourself. Network and collaborate with other people who are, that you, you know, you can connect with, and it's mutual. Don't go to someone so big where you don't really have anything to offer them, and don't deal with people who they don't have anything to offer. Make sure it's mutual. The benefit is mutual.
For somebody who wants to start or who is already in business but still try to understand how to really fine-tune the service that they are rendering to a specific audience, what would you suggest to such an individual? Because there are a lot of young entrepreneurs out there who in some cases are just doing everything. So because they are not focused on a specific segment of the market, it is difficult for them to get the best out of what they are doing, irrespective of whatever they might be doing. So to those kind of individuals who maybe might also be parents, what would you recommend for them?
Network. I'm telling you, reach out to people. Reach out to people. Start talking to people. Fill up your calendar with people who are willing to talk to you. Talk to other people. How are you handling this? What are you doing? You will know when people there's also, there comes a time when you have to invest. So in life, it's either you have money or you have time. So if you have the money, get some professionals in your life, spend the money to get the help. So if you have money, then get the, use the money to get help so you can grow. If you don't have money and what you have is time, then you have to put in the time. But don't put in the time by just doing it by yourself. Start connecting with people. Go on to LinkedIn. Connect with people. Go on to connect. Hey, you're an entrepreneur. So am I. Hey, you're a parent. So am I. Connect with local people. Do you need help with childcare? Connect with other parents, mothers, fathers. Hey, maybe we can have a childcare program. Hey, maybe we can, you know, once a week, like one day out of the month, we all take care of each other's kids. So we can have, start to figure out solutions and start to share your solutions with other people and see who wants to help you. Who can you mutually help each other? Because I'm telling you, it's just the people that will help you. There's this idea that, oh, I got to do everything by myself. No one will help me. No, I'm going to keep it a secret. People are going to steal my idea. No. If you don't feel a good sense with someone, like you don't have a good vibe with someone, okay, then, you know, disconnect from that relationship. But there's many people who are more than willing to help you. Many people who are more than willing to share something with you, help you, be there for you. So you have to just find that.
All right. Now, for people that are listening to you now, they want to connect with you. Do you want to share with them how they can reach out to you so you can benefit from the contacts?
Oh, definitely. You can email me at aya@ayaegbuho.com. You can visit me at my website, www.ayaegbuho.com. And that's my name, Aya Egbuho. That's just my name. You can Google it. You can go to any social media platform, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and type in Aya Egbuho and I'll come right up. And so, but yeah, you can DM me, you can email me, you can call me at 888-824-9153. There's many ways to get in touch with me, whichever one works best for you.
You said at the beginning that you help businesses to 10X entrepreneurs to 10X their businesses. Okay. Something like that. Do you want to say anything about that? How do you do that? Yeah, I'm curious.
Oh, definitely. Well, I have seven pillars that I believe that every business needs to cover for you to really be successful. So one of my foundational business strategies is that a lot of times people say, okay, it's this one thing. If you do this one thing, then your business will be successful. If you do this one thing, but it's never one thing. You need to do many things at the same time. So you need to do at least seven things at the same time and you need to do all of them well for your business to be successful. And so how I do that is I walk through with different people. We have, you know, months long of coaching and we walk through with different areas of your business and improve each of those areas. Because it's not just one thing. Like if you have good marketing, but you don't have good selling, you're not going to sell. If you don't have good marketing, you can't even begin to sell. If you sell, but you don't have a good product, no one's going to want it. If you don't have a good customer experience, then what are you going to do? If you don't automate, you're going to be overworking. If you don't leverage, so all of them are connected. Everything's connected. It's not just one thing. You have to do multiple. That's why business is hard. That's why most people don't do business. Because when you do business, you're responsible for every facet of it. Even if you don't actually do it, you're responsible for finding someone who will do it for you. So that's the thing that keeps people.
Thank you so much for that. Now, what will be your final statement here to conclude the conversation?
You know, it's been a pleasure to be here. My final thought is one of the best things that you can give to your children, the best thing you can give to your children are parents who are present and who have money. That's the best thing you can give your kids, because if you are present and you have money and you're not stressed about money and you're there, that's all they need. All they really want is for you to be there. But you and I know that for us to be there, we need to have money. And so that's the foundation of a strong family, you know, financial success and being there. And so entrepreneurship is a great vehicle to provide for your family financial success and also allow you to have the opportunity to really be there for them and not disappear for 12, 14, 16 hours a day for years and years on end. And so it's worth it. Everyone who is a parent should really think about entrepreneurship. Really think about it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the conversation. It really has been very, very enriching here. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
If you enjoy this podcast, make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of our future episodes. Rate and review Obehe Podcast and share with your friends who might need it. I remain Obehe Ewafo. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you in the next episode.